chapter 32. As the forces' doors swung open, a cat guard came staggering along the hallway, coughing and gasping for breath, as he caught up to the warlord.
Sire! There's a fire in the upper floors!
The wildcat seized him by the neck and shook him.
I know that, fool. We will deal with it later. Where has Skort got to with those slaves?
He flung the guard to the floor, rubbing at his neck. The cat whined hoarsely.
Lord, we cannot get into the slave compound. Strange warriors have taken it. Wilmark Skort sent me to tell you.
The warlord tore off his helmet, throwing it at the guard.
What do you mean, strange warriors?
The cat guard scrambled backwards out of Felix's reach.
Tall ones! Rabbits, I think. They shout, Alayli! And fight like mad beasts! They are fearsome creatures.
The wildcat stared at him in disbelief.
Tall rabbits? What are you telling me, Blatherbrain?
Loud shouting and cheering came from the lake and banks beyond the pier. Puzzled and seething with wrath, Rigu Felis shouted to the guards gathered in the hallway.
Forward! Follow me!
He marched out onto the pier, followed by his guards, who were relieved to be out of the smoky fortress. Otter clans were packing both sides of the shore, and though the raft was still some distance away, the warlord could see the creatures upon it. They were looking up toward the tower and pointing. Ignoring the enemy facing him, he too turned and peered upward. Letho Shellhound blinked against the billowing smoke which poured from the window. He could feel his fur beginning to curl and scorch in the constant blasts of heat. Hungry flaming tongues were threatening to envelop him. Then two great shapes swooped overhead and he heard the hawk calling.
Hawk, seize onto our legs and hold tight!
Pandion and Brantalis descended upon him in a noisy flapping of wings. Letho, needing no second invitation, grabbed the hawk just above its talons and the goose above its webbed pads. With the acrid reek of burning feathers in his nostrils, he cried out,
I've got you, friends!
They pulled away, dipping because of the otter's weight. It was very difficult owing to the different flight methods of both birds, but Brantalis and Pandion flapped bravely outward. They could not keep a level path, immediately going into a descent, though they were still heading for the lake.